everybody please rise for the invocation and pledge of allegiance? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Please be with our community. Please be with our military. Please see this meeting this evening. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The city of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant?
Here.
Councilmember Lehman?
Here.
Councilmember Wilson?
Here.
Councilmember Akabaka?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge? Mayor Pierce?
Here.
Mayor
Pro Tem Aldridge did indicate that she was not going to be here this evening. All right. Item 5, citizens' participation. We have one citizen signed up, Mr. Martin, 3723 Autumn Lane, Crossbows and Drugs.
Mayor, Council. Well, you see me here again today, so you know the problem hasn't gone away. It's slowed down, but what we're worried about now is guns and crossbows and other issues that we see arise over there. There's a conviction felon there. Everybody never was scared of him. And Kirby PD made a bust about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that. He got out of jail yesterday. He's back. He's back over there next door, 3802. So things are picking up the last few days. We're not giving up. We'll be here a week until this issue is correct. But the neighbors are really upset because they're fearful for their life. We've been threatened. And I don't know what to do about it. We're not going to allow, we're not going to move. I can stay about the situation with us, and we're going to deal with it best possible. But, you know, like I told y'all, a month ago or whatever, my wife, she's about 4 days scared to death, you know, and I just tell her, I try to stay there all the time, stay around there, you know, but she's actually, well, she knows that, she didn't have to walk around the car every morning, she'd be able to work the car, she knows what she's going to encounter, and something's going to happen, sooner or later, if we don't do something about it, if he needs to do something about it, or whoever it is, they know, it's going to happen, there's too many people over there. And we're not giving up. We'll let you know.
Great. Thank you. Item 6, consideration and action on minutes of the regular minutes of April 25th, 2019. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion. We accept April 25th, 2019 minutes.
We have a motion by Councilmember Lehman, seconded by Councilmember Grant, to accept the regular minutes of April 25th. Any discussion? All in favor, please raise your right hand. Abstain. Item 7A, introduction of new employees. I will turn this over to our city manager.
Okay. All right, Mayor and Council, we'll introduce you to our new administration department employee first. So I would ask Melanie to come up to the podium so they can see you.
She didn't tell you she was going to put you on the spot, right?
This is Melanie Reyna. She's our utility billing permit clerk. She started on the 15th of April. She came to us with cash handling experience from both the city of San Antonio and Bexar County. She's catching on very quickly, so we're pleased to have her on our team. So welcome, Melanie.
Welcome.
Welcome.
opportunity to introduce our new animal services staff. This year is Missy Derone and Tony Ortiz. And they just started with us all within the last couple of weeks.
So we will move to, we're going to come back to 7B in a little bit. Item 7C, announce the winner of the 2019 Summer Body Challenge. I will turn this over to our city manager, and if you can just remind everybody what that was.
So we had conducted a Summer Body Challenge for our City of Kirby employees, and it was to encourage people to develop healthier habits, eating habits, exercising, just making healthier choices. And we had seven employees to participate. They each had to pay $10 to participate. The city council approved us matching those funds. And in addition to that, we had two anonymous donations. So we actually got the cash pool to $300. So tonight, we're happy to present our winner, which is Andy Carrillo from the fire department. And
had fun.
Yeah. Good. We only have one person who gained a little weight, so we won't talk about that. Oh. It was all muscle.
Table muscle.
All right, moving on. We will move to item 7D, proclamation recognizing National Emergency Medical Services Week. Let me read this first. Whereas the City of Kirby, Texas is committed to ensuring the safety and security of all those living in and visiting Kirby, and whereas emergency medical services are a vital public service, and whereas the members of emergency medical services teams are ready to provide life-saving care to those in need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and whereas access to quality emergency care dramatically improves the survival and recovery rate of those who experience sudden illness or injury, and whereas emergency medical services has grown to fill a gap by providing important out-of-hospital care, including preventative medicine, and whereas the emergency medical services system consists of first responders, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, emergency medical dispatchers, firefighters, police officers, educators, administrators, pre-hospital nurses, emergency physicians, trained members of the public, and other out-of-hospital medical care providers, and whereas the members of emergency medical services team, whether career or volunteer, engage in thousands of hours specialized training and continuing education to enhance their life-saving skills. And whereas it is appropriate to recognize the value and accomplishments of emergency medical services providers by designating Emergency Medical Services Week. Now, whereas with the theme EMS Strong, Beyond the Call, I encourage the community to observe this week with appropriate programs, ceremonies, and activities. Therefore, I, Lisa B. Pierce, Mayor of Kirby, Texas, in recognition of this event, do hereby proclaim the week of May 19th through the 25th as Emergency Medical Services Week.
I do too.
There's enough of them there. I think we're covered, dear. Somebody big stand over here. There you go. Oh, man.
to take a drink of water. Thank you all.
That was a quick retreat.
And if y'all see Ashley, come back and just let me know. Or is she?
She's still out.
Okay. All right, item 8A, discussion and consideration of report on the general special election returns and declaring the results of the general special election held May 4th, 2019 for the purpose of electing a mayor and three council members for a two-year term for voting in a special election for the purpose of reauthorization of the local sales and use tax in the city of Kirby, Texas at the rate of 1/4 of 1% to continue to provide revenue for maintenance and repair of municipal streets. I believe Joe is there. She is.
For the city of Kirby elections, declared elected for mayor was Lisa Pierce, and for council member was Mike Grant, Kimberly McGee Aldridge, and Deborah Wilson. And then for the vote for the Proposition A, 4 was 131, and against was 35.
Recount.
All right, for item 8A, I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion we accept the election returns.
I have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Wilson. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8B, discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2019-710, canvassing the returns and declaring the results of the general special election to elect a mayor and three council members for a two-year term for voting in a special election for the purpose of reauthorization of the local sales and use tax in the city of Kirby, Texas at the rate of 1/4 of 1% to continue to provide revenue for maintenance and repair of municipal streets.
Mayor, I move that we accept resolution number R-2019-710, canvassing the returns and declaring the results of the general and special election.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Wilson, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to accept resolution number R-2019-710. Is there any other discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8C, presentation of certificates of election to newly elected officials. Them up? Can I open both items up so we don't sit back down? All right, and I'll also open up 8E, discussion the administration of oath of office to newly elected officials. I thought that way we didn't have to go sit down.
Raise your right hand.
best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state. So help me God.
Next year, just wait. Patty's going to come back for all the other new ones. There's going to be another novel. All right, item 8E, discussion and possible action to elect a mayor pro tem for the term May 2019, May 2020.
Mayor, I'd like to reappoint Ms. Aldridge for the mayor pro tem. I don't know if that's legal tonight or not, because she wasn't here to be sworn in.
She's not sworn in. Right.
Can we
table it then?
This is the meeting after the election.
Right. So which this is the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Mayor? I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's why I threw that in there. I didn't know if that was, if we could do it or not.
So I will entertain someone else.
Mayor, I would like to nominate Sylvia Apodaca.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Grant.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Councilmember Lehman to appoint Councilmember Sylvia Apodaca for the mayor pro tem for the term May 2019 to May 2020. Is there any discussion? Will you accept this?
Didn't know that was coming.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I'll accept.
All right. Now, will our city secretary call a roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. Congratulations.
You get a new chair.
She's not here. You get the one to
meet. Oh, no.
But then both of us are
going to
be here. It's all
yours.
Please
don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
That means she's the movie.
You'll have to fix your chair.
It's all some kind of extra job here. I'm not quite sure of this.
So far, but. All right. I am going to, at this time, deviate from our agenda, and I'm going to move to item 8L, discussion and possible action on the San Antonio Living History Texas Revolt event.
I do not recognize that gentleman.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, Kirby City Council members. Before I begin my presentation, I want to run this little video about our organization and also wanted, on behalf of the San Antonio Living History Association, the 3 years that our organization has participated in at the Friendship Park, it's just been a drama. We'll go ahead. Go ahead.
Volunteers of the San Antonio Living History Association have dedicated themselves to making Texas history come alive. The San Antonio Living History Association is an educational 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to interpreting Texas's past for city and state residents, students, and visitors using living history programs, demonstrations, and recreative portrayals of significant historical events. Our goal is to promote greater understanding of San Antonio's rich heritage using authentic skills of living history interpretation in schools and at historic sites.
That was very authentic last year.
Right, boy. Gotta get the hip waders out.
Or SALHA, as it is known locally, is made up completely of volunteers who dedicate their free time to developing accurate historical personas, primarily focused around the Texas Revolution of 1835 through 1836. These unpaid volunteers spend their time developing historically accurate clothing as well as historical accoutrements that are used to paint a better picture of the colorful events in Texas history. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, SALHA relies on donations from spectators as well as city grants in order to continue funding its events throughout the fiscal year.
So as I was saying, on behalf of our organization, we want to again extend our great appreciation for hosting the San Antonio Living History and the Texas Revolt reenactment. We've seen it grow from its inception 3 years ago in terms of the number of reenactors participating. And we are anticipating that in 2019, and we're not going to be formally requesting the date this evening. I wanted to go over a couple other things. But in the next, by the next council meeting, we'll have a date to submit. But I wanted to bring some other points to consideration. And it's based on conversation that I had with you, Madam Mayor, as well as Mr. Pierce at our last reenactment. As the video portrays, and it's a video that we're going to be approaching local businesses here in Kirby and giving them an understanding that we really want to get the community engaged now and involved. Because, as I was mentioning, we're anticipating probably the greatest number of reenactors that we've had, because what's happened here in Texas, San Jacinto, which is the most attended event in Texas, in Houston, was canceled this year because of the fire that was going on with the oil tanker and what have you. So it just canceled it. So we probably are anticipating anywhere from 65 to 80 and up to 90 reenactors that will be here at Friendship Park. And that being said, one of the discussions that we had was the idea that the Living History Organization would love to partner with Kirby, the city of Kirby, as a sponsor, if you will, as part of your events of the year. So we'd like for y'all to consider that. It perhaps may be too late this year, okay, but to start considering that. Because from our standpoint, as you can see, our history demonstrations, we do highlight the life in the 1830s. It's all educationally based. We have costume reenactors, Texians, Tejanos, and Mexican soldados. And then we have simulated recreations of historical battles. And, of course, it's free to the public. So one of the expectations that we're looking at, as the narrator of the video said, by the way, that's my son, is that we're looking to really increase the media coverage of this event and get the word out to the public with plenty of time. Now that we're certain, see, those first 3 years, we weren't ever certain because it was not an event that was on the schedule of the state reenactors group. We're now on that schedule. And so I know it's incumbent upon us to get a date fairly quickly. But so I know we're going to have increased media coverage on this event. We're looking for partnerships, as we are, as the video said, we're a 501c3 nonprofit group. And we really want to increase visitors to the city of Kirby. I don't know if you saw some of those panoramic shots, but when you see that field and those reenactors there, that's about as close to anywhere in Texas that you're going to get to travel back in time and see the terrain as it once was here in Texas. So it's a great venue. great venue. And so we want to bring some attention to certainly the facilities here at Friendship Park. So what does a partnership mean for San Antonio Living History? We're certainly looking for financial support, and that's why we want to approach, with your blessing, the local businesses to sponsor our event. We want to have increased advertisement. And perhaps the most important aspect of the partnership that we look to is to really have a connection with the local schools. You know, because I think history in and of itself in school can be a very, very dry subject, right? But we make it come alive on that field. And anyone who's attended those events, I mean, people love hearing the sound of those cannons and those muskets and seeing the sabers. So it's a real educational event, if you will. So that's what we're looking to achieve. I would ask you to give that consideration in terms of a partnership and how we can develop conversation around that and develop expectations around that partnership. Because I really look forward to this becoming, again, part of the Kirby event schedule, if you will. And I think we're now ready to step up and really bring the public in. Because I see all sorts of postings during the event. You know, what's that sign going on at Friendship Park? And there's a few people that know what's going on, but we ourselves want to do a better job of advertisement and getting word to the public to come out here. It's going to continue to be free to the public, but I also feel like I've got to feed all those reenactors, and so I'm anticipating that cost this year. But with any type of assistance, that would be greatly appreciated. And as I mentioned earlier, our formal submission and request for the park, I'm hoping to achieve that for the next council meeting. Y'all have any questions at all?
Yeah, because we can't until we have a date for our, we can't vote on anything. So if we have questions, let's ask them now. Then that way, the next time it comes, it's just a matter of formality as far as what date.
I vote yes.
We're not voting.
I'll take your vote.
No, it's that is something that I'm impressed. I mean,
so
it's better. Yeah.
Though, is that date fairly? I mean, are we talking?
We're pretty sure it's going to be the first Saturday in November.
Well, that'd be a good time.
I think number one, it relieves the idea of a lot of heat in those wool uniforms,
mm-hmm.
And I think looking at the reenactor schedule and events. I think it's kind of the nexus of everyone being able to attend that is really committed. And like I said, we're expecting a huge crowd in terms of reenactors.
And that's one reason how far does football go into the season?
Fall season. So for now, that date we know is open because that was what we initially talked about. So I've blocked that off tentatively. But, the sooner we know the date, the better, because we do have other organizations.
I'll make a presidential decision right now.
Okay.
It seems to be in vote now, right? So we're going to go ahead and book that date then today. We're going to ask for that date formally. And I'll request it formally to you.
I only say because if the sooner the better, because that is an organization that if they do attempt to move, then they have to do a bunch of talking with their league and all of those teams that they play in that field. So I just want to make sure that
it costs them money if they have to move, so we don't want to
right.
So that date's open good.
Yeah, right now we have
what physical
it would
date?
Be the same format. You go in that Friday night, November 1st and then November 2nd.
Mayor.
So right now, November 1st,
and
November
2nd.
2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And is there, so there's nothing else going on. What about Gino? Gino, okay. Kirby Softball Association?
We don't get their schedules that far in advance. Okay. What we would tell them is that this date is unavailable.
Okay, I'm just trying to cover all of those things that we have that we may not think about just because, again, if we're going to focus the attention of the park on that, then that way there's not any surprises and people moving. All right.
Mayor, make a motion. We accept November 1st and 2nd for the reenactment.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Pierce, to grant the San Antonio Living History of Texas Revolt event for November 1st, 2nd in Friendship Park. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Papadakis?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. As if your name wasn't hard enough to say. Thank you.
Threw a curveball there.
Will y'all have flyers soon, that kind of stuff that we can?
And we're scheduling appointments with the Judson Independent School District.
Okay.
Because we'd like to dress some kids out for the event as well, and perhaps getting some teachers out there as well.
Perfect. All right. So, well, we look forward to getting that information. Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
You can drop the ball on one of them over there.
All right, we will move back to item 8F, update, discussion, and possible action on Benzingelman Road Reconstruction Project. Gilbert Salas, our Public Works Director.
Good evening, Mayor. We had a schedule bunch of this meetings, which was scheduled last week, yeah, and canceled. But we also called them up and said, hey, we're not going to have a goal with a bunch of this if none of the items are completed. So there have been a few small items that have been completed. They cleaned up some of the concrete, filled in some of the cracks with mortar. However, the steel grates have not been put in, the new signs have not been put in, the concrete slab has not been filled in. The service has not been moved outside of the concrete slab, which is called for in the plans, and the asphalt has not been milled down. So the smaller items have been taken care of, but the larger items have not been taken care of. I also asked them to not schedule a bunch of this meeting unless those items are completed. So until then, I'm still going to meet with Mark tomorrow. It's going to be a quick day. There's nothing much done. We're going to walk the area and
so at this point, where are we at with, is the surety, are we continuing to notify the surety every time something happens just to let them know? And at this point, we've done everything that we can do.
Right. The only thing on our end, the engineers did prepare a change order accepting 77 of those rain days, which are the ones that they said were valid. So once approving that change order, that gives them still just until July 2nd before liquidated damages are charged. So that's comments.
All right. So October 2019 is when they said that they were going to be done. Had they been working every day that they said?
No.
No, I said had they been.
If they had done it.
So are they giving a different date now of when they're going to be completed?
And that we wouldn't accept. So with that change order acceptance, that gets them to that October date, and they would still need to be finished by that
okay.
date.
So they haven't been granted further. It's not extension.
Would they get an extension by more rain days now because of the way we sit? That's sort of thing.
So they're still within the total. Well, I understand. Days, still
yeah.
a max of
we're still at that end point, which is the 19th. However, now, if they approve more rain days, then they're going to get past that day, that many whatever rain days, right? Maybe.
So is there no allowance for when? I mean, I understand that it's raining, but is there no allowance for when it's not raining and they're not working? Like, is that not even taken into consideration when they're I mean, I understand that if it's raining that they can't work, but if it's dry and they're still not working, you would think that there was some form of allowance that makes you...
They should still be working. It also depends on what stage they are in the project, but most of the time, if it's not raining and they're not dealing with materials, they're a million or something, that, you know, they can still work.
Do we track those days?
Yes, they have an iron in
the... The days that they're not working,
yes,
it's not hard.
Oh, no, I know that. Trust
it's
me.
Easier to take the days that they are working.
Yeah.
Well, they have to go out there every day and track.
And do something.
Who's working or how many people or no people? He has to keep track of all that.
There's a diary that I keep
okay.
The project. So. And then I send that to text off the copies of what I have periodically. So they're up to date with what's going on.
So,
right now, they can't go past. Phase three, they have
right.
to finish that punch list, get the city to accept it, partial acceptance, before they're even allowed to move to the next phase.
Is there
so
any
they're delaying, you know, the longer they take to do the punch list.
Well, on the heels of what we just approved as well, I mean, there's something else because ultimately when we move to the other item that we have later on, we also have another project that, you know, needs to be started, and it's, I mean, all of the other projects and the events are actually hinged upon them where they're going to be at in front of our park.
Yes. It, just out of curiosity, is there any recourse through TxDOT? Just report it to them and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about those three options at meetings back, and those were TxDOT and our attorney and our engineers talking about the options.
Correct.
So those were the only ones that we had.
Except for the money when they're not and they've gone beyond the time frame of this October or no July is what you just said, right? Then we can start penalizing them and hitting them with money.
They damages every day after July 2nd.
Man, there's got to be something.
It doesn't seem to be anything. So
I understand. I mean, it's
the only thing I think we can do is what Mimic was talking about with Gilbert is we just start hitting them in the pocket.
Yeah.
He seems to be pretty quick to call.
Oh, yes.
Saying, hey, yeah, I've got, which we know they have, but again, too, yeah. So we start knocking it out, chipping it away.
Which is kind of my thing. They can report us for non-payment because they're not doing their work, but yet they can ask for rain days, and they're granted, but then on days that are perfectly sunny and days that they should be working, they're not. So, like I said, that's why I was asking about the rain days. It doesn't make sense that, yes, we'll grant you rain days because it was raining, but the days that it's not raining, you're not working. But again, you're the one initiating. You're the one initiating their work.
Yes.
Like, and that's what I'm saying, that from day one, it has not made sense.
Nope.
That you're the one who's initiating everything.
I don't understand why you have to call class to order. I mean, there's a grown-up supposedly running this damn thing.
So did they happen to, when Mark was out there, or TxDOT, did they happen to look at the sidewalks with the ADA and the 3 feet and the ones that are big and then they go down and...
Yeah, that's all looked at before they put the plans together. They had to clear it with the TxDOT, and that's all of that's.
I know, but did they look at it? Because there's sections that are not passable that way, and there's not an extra entrance that's supposed to be, like
the. The three phases initially when we get close to the end of phase three. That's when we did the initial walkthrough for the other two phases, including phase three, and there were no objections or issues. The
textile
or the engineering firm.
Okay. There won't be any objections until somebody actually wants to use it and can't get down it.
Oh, but then that would fall back onto the engineering firm that we hired to make sure everything's okay, because that's what we're paying them to do.
For.
So when if something like that comes back on the city, then it's going to go right back to them.
Correct.
Right, because if it has to be built to the plan, so they had to make their plans ADA compliant. So it's their responsibility to measure those, the actual work, and say that it meets those requirements.
So they're accountable for all the following.
Okay. Does anybody else?
Les, I get a headache every time we do this.
I just don't want to keep him. Does anybody else have any questions or comments? All right. Thanks, Gilbert. All right. Item 8G. Discussion and possible action on appointing a regular member and an alternate member to the Buildings and Standards Commission. We have, all right. Item 8, oh, sorry, the same one. Discussion and possible action on appointing a member to the Beautification and Recycle Committee. We did have an application, but that was since withdrawn. Do we have any additional ones? All right.
Get away.
So, yeah. All right. So, that was 8G, H, and I is discussion and possible action on appointing members to the Kirby Senior Center Corporation Board. Does the city have any?
No, the city doesn't.
All right. Our senior manager is indicating none there.
I have a potential.
All right. So, all right. So, get that, have them get that to the senior center. All right, so that was G,
going to J,
H,
J,
and I. So we will move to item 8J, discussion and possible action on removing Diego McLean Lopez from the Economic Development Committee. Mr. Lopez has been absent for 3 consecutive meetings, and the committee bylaws call for removal in this case, so I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion. We remove Mr. Diego from the board.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Pierce. I'm removing Mr. Diego McLean Lopez from the Economic Development Committee. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Layden?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Papadakis?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Yes. All right, which now there's vacancy for, we have item 8K, discussion and possible action to appoint a member to the Economic Development Committee. We have, I see one application. Is there another? Okay, so this application is from Mr. Robert Boyd, and I believe he's here this evening. And has Economic Development Committee met with Mr. Boyd yet?
Okay. No.
All right. So is that something that the board would like? I don't, since our chairperson is here, is that something that you want us to wait till he comes forward with y'all's board?
Well,
I just don't want to, I mean, if it's something that the Economic Development Board may have questions that we may not, and
the problem that we have, we will have difficulty even having a quorum at that meeting because one of our members is away. So
currently you're unable to meet?
So we plan to meet.
That's what I'm saying, on May 20th.
Yeah.
You may or may not.
Yeah.
One travels for the summer.
Yeah.
So they lose, they lost a member.
Well, it would be my position then that we would not want to wait if the council feels the same, only because the Economic Development Committee has several items in front of them. And if, you know, I think that we need to assist them in being able to meet. So.
Would you be comfortable with that?
Yes, I would. And if there are any questions, the gentleman is here.
Yes.
Julie. Unfortunately, not from, I mean, it wouldn't be from the Economic Development Board, though. So, yes, from us, yes.
From you, yes.
You comfortable with it?
Mr. Mayor, since I am on that board, if we're going to appoint Mr. Boyd, I think we need to do it tonight because there might not be a quorum at our next meeting. then we're throwing this thing back a whole month again. The one question that I'm going to bring out, Mr. Boyd, why do you want to be on this committee?
Is there any reason that you see that, for any reason that you would see that you wouldn't be able to meet their meetings at 5:30?
Okay. The other question is, and I've said it for all the committees that we got, if you want to be on a committee, you've got to be able to be there, and you've got to work. Our economical development group is sitting pretty good. We've got a number of things in line that's going to need all of our help to get them done. So that's the main question. You know, if you want to be on the board, please be able to be there and to work with us.
I'm currently on the Hispanic Contractors Association of San Antonio as well, and I'm working on their GALA committee right now too. So I'm familiar with the responsibility of being president.
Okay.
Is there any further discussion?
Ms. Mayor, I
accept Boyd Robert for the Economic Development Committee.
Sir.
For the term present.
Councilmember Pierce, motion. Councilmember Grant, seconded. All right, for Mr. Robert Boyd to be appointed to the Economic Development Committee. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Yes. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Robert.
Appreciate it.
If the City Secretary will make sure that Mr. Boyd is contacted for that meeting. All right, thank you. All right, we are going to move back to item 7B for the employee of the quarter. Miss Ashley is here. Oh, are you surprised? Oh,
not surprised.
I normally read that remark, but oh, sorry. But she voices. She voices here, so he can
calm down, girl.
Okay, just very, very quick. When it came time to nominate an employee of the quarter, one of the first people I talked about was Ashley. Since the recent separation between our animal care services, our animal services in Harris County. This young lady has done a lot of work to get our shelter in preparation, to get it ready, to get it up and running, to establish policies and procedures. I mean, she's done well enough of a job that I panicked a little bit when I got a phone call from her today that's saying, oh my God, the state is here inspecting us. So we had a no-notice surprise inspection from the state and passed. So we're real happy about that.
Good job.
Based on all of that and her actions over the last month or so, I thought she was an ideal candidate for to be named employee of the board.
Did good.
Come on inside for a
moment. We'll let you in.
This is where you can pack your lunch.
Six packs later.
Ashley.
Thank you guys so much.
She has the tiniest voice. She does.
All right, we are moving to item 8M because we've already done L. Sorry, Patty. Discussion and possible action on private development projects on Springfield Road. Councilmember Wilson had asked about this item, and she was unable to be here at our last meeting, so the item was tabled so that we could all hear that information. That is a it's been a concern of several, not only council members, but we've had a couple of residents as well interested and concerned about that area with the development.
So they had made contact with a couple of them over there, and GL Construction, which is on the corner of Benzingman and Springfield, they're working on permits to put up a 60 by 40 building and asphalt on the entrance of the area. Their possible start date is May 14th, and the completion will be around August. GL Construction, they wanted to know what the operating hours were, when they can do construction, from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with the exception, of course, of weekends and holidays. So I asked them if they were going to do a privacy fence out there, but they said they're going to find out what they can do with the easement as of now, so they're not too sure, but they said they might want to do something like that in the future. Once the easement gets verified, and the water and the sewer lines will be completed by the end of May, and the other lot, the first lot behind the little taco factory right there by the Bonetto, mm-hmm. on that side, they're going to have a temporary trailer, like a staging trailer for the work, like an office, portable office there, and that will be temporary, but he'll be in the process of constructing a building on site, which he'll need to get the permits and set up the SWIP, the stormwater prevention plan, and not all of the properties have been sold, but as of now, two buildings are in the works, and one of the lots is going to be a yard for storing construction equipment. So when I talked to the owner, GL, and Paul, I think that's his name, right, Paul, that's the information I was able to get from him.
Do you have any questions?
I do have just one. On the fence coming down Benzingelman, they have their barbed wire sticking out over the city side. Is it not supposed to go towards the business side?
With the security fence, it has to go outward.
Outward?
That prevents people from coming in.
Okay. So they're going to put asphalt on the driveways going the entrance, in and out. Entrance going in and out.
The site plans for the rest of the other lots that are there, I don't know what they're going to do as of now. I know the one by the Valero, I think Paul's has concrete on there right now. And the Geo Construction, which is on the corner of Benzema and Springfield, they're looking to do asphalt.
Okay, so it's not a trunking dispatch like it started out to be?
He didn't go into detail on that.
The only reason I said, because when that resident had some issues when they first did it, it was a dispatching trucking company, and it was going to be the trucks would be, that was like a dispatching office. Because, so are we going to have to deal with all of the mounds and mounds of dirt? Is that what they're?
No, they can't.
I'm only asking because all of a sudden all of the mounds of gravel and rock and concrete are literally just right there, and then right behind in between those businesses and the homeowners on Bezaldrin, there's it's just all kinds of trash and rubbish and overgrown.
When they construct a new building, they're going to more likely have to haul that off and then, you know, get the structure and everything secured, especially if they're going to plan to put a parking lot. If it's going to be all base and everything on there, then it's got to be secured somewhere else.
But currently, are they able to store that as the business sits now? I only say because, I mean, what kind of business? It's just unsightly if any other business had that. And like I said, I understood that it was a trucking dispatch company in which they would have just a minimal office, that the trucks wouldn't be coming back and forth all night or anything like that, that it was just dispatching.
as of right now, I don't know what they're going to do with that material, but I'm pretty sure they're going to have to haul it up.
Can we look into that? Because I only ask because I'm not comfortable with that. I think they're going to do this. We think they're going to do that because that's what we thought about our other issue that we're dealing with. And like I said, it just continues to grow. It started out as a small.
So when I asked him about that, he told me we're going to do construction on it.
But that's what I'm saying, a construction facility. So it's like an office, just an office?
So we haven't seen the plans or anything else that they're proposing?
Yeah, all they've done is sold, the owner, there was one owner, he just sold off individual plots. So we have not seen site plans for those at this point.
So on the corner then, the Springfield and Benzingelman, what you're referring to, what is their certificate or their permits that they had now?
Big Boy or Big B Hauling?
I'm just trying to figure out what kind of company. I mean, we would have had to.
Or is that material there for their construction?
They had moved a lot of that.
I know. It's gone from the front to the back.
See, at this point, they don't have permits. The only thing they're able to do is they can prepare the ground without permits. So, like, pulling up dirt to prep the ground for construction.
And then set the
grade. They have to submit plans and request permits before.
Okay, so how long do we allow them to store that before they move forward with developing, if you will?
I'll have to look at.
Okay.
There's really no time frame, I guess, as far as they own the property. I mean, it's private property, so I'll have to go and look at it. It's zoned industrial, so there's, as far as what they can keep there, I'll go back and look and see if what's there is.
I only ask because, just like any development, just like somebody working in their home. I understand that they would get a permit for roofing, but the city wouldn't allow somebody to work on their roof for, years before the job was actually done.
Permit, it expires after a certain period of time.
That's what I'm saying. Right now, that area literally looks almost identical to Gaiety, where they're storing all the concrete and the equipment over there. So, and of course, both of them are in residential areas and both of them are unsightly. So that one's the first thing that's leading. We're talking about aesthetics and bringing in businesses, bringing in new residents. And literally that is the first thing that you see when you come into the city off of Springfield. And if we don't get a hold on it now with the rain and everything else, and, again, I can just see it getting out of control, and then we're going to have all kinds of issues, especially when code compliance is an issue to many people, and that's a business sitting right there.
Well, I have a question too also.
And the water. Oh, no, I'm sorry. And the water that Councilmember Wilson had said, when it rains, it pulls onto Benzingelman. I know that they have those buffers because I saw that they had the black buffers to help keep the runoff.
But
from
now Charlie's house is on the corner, but now houses going to the north, that guy got an inset. So she is out 10 feet, and all these other houses, the fence is 10 foot back to the east. So it's like this. So who's going to, if he's going to keep trucks in there, I've counted up to 12, 14 trucks. We need to figure out a buffer before this gets out of hand.
Right. And that was that's where I was really going, because it may be a construction company, it may not. Maybe they decide to change their idea of what it is, and now it becomes something, a hauling place where they're going to just start dumping because they got a permit for it or what have you.
That's still under legal. I think what Gilbert had said earlier on that one lot. So until that's done, the only thing we can do is it's going to be a sit and wait. For that, because I agree with you, there needs to be a buffer right there.
Well, do you think we could get a definition of some type and we can have a conversation and ask what their future plan is and what their time frame? Some doesn't have to be a in stone time frame, but an idea of where we're going with this, please?
Would they have to come to anybody other than the city for permits? To the city office?
No, outside of the city office, no. unless they're, you know, because within the zoning, if they apply right. for a permit that qualifies, it just the plans have to be reviewed, and then the permit's issued and inspected.
If you look at our definition of industrial, it's kind of open. It maybe needs to tighten up a little bit.
Well, we have, you know, it's real clear in our... they went through this process. If you remember, we acquired this property through the boundary adjustment.
Right.
So right after that, they were zoned industrial under San Antonio's
correct.
Definition. They did come through P&Z and council for our own, what our comparable zoning was.
So those buildings, or sorry, those any business who builds there now would be under...
The Kirby zoning.
So all of the landscaping, if you have a new business that you have to have landscaping.
Yeah, whatever is in our policy.
And I only say that because that, I mean, if they're planning on running trucks all the way, I mean, it states that, you know, that it has to have landscaping for any new build. So if they're planning on concreting it completely, that's going to be an issue. I just don't want, you know, us to say, oh, well, that's what it is, and then all those pieces don't get done, and then something that they thought was going to turn into one thing or say that they were going to turn it in turns into something completely different. And then it's like, oh, well, we can't do anything, or, oh, we have to get the lawyer involved and spend lots of money to tell them what they shouldn't have done in the first place.
Well, it seems to me it would be reasonable to ask, you know, general what they where they're going, I guess, with their business plan. You know, kind of get an idea of what we may face and try to get to the point,
so
as Mayor says, to where it doesn't get past us again.
Can we maybe put it on a June, like a June, our first meeting in June, just to see what progress or where we're at?
And Gilbert, on the other side of the road on Ben Zingelman, you have that.
NOS?
I'm not for sure what that building is. But
the sports complex?
Yeah, is that what that is? And then you have the vacant field that really needs to be cleaned up.
What they had told me when I talked to the general contractor is he was trying to get a tap for the water line and the sewer line. Unfortunately, we don't have a water line there, but we do have a sewer line he can tie into. However, I still believe he needs to get some permits still. He needs to reapply for some permits. And then that plot, the owners, I believe they're thinking about selling the vacant area right there. And then they're going to try to complete this one building. So it's still going to be a sports complex once they get it completed, all the permits and everything. However, the other side, it's a vacant field.
Just out of curiosity, how do they stub out then? Because there's five or six stub outs complete. Where'd they go?
The initial plans called for a sewer line.
Yeah.
On Springfield.
Correct.
When they got a hold of Saul's, after they did the plans and laid in the sewer pipe, there was no...
So they're going nowhere.
No, so they have to, instead of rerouting and
doing a 180
around, they're going to go around the edge of the corner of the building and tie into our line. Now that line that we have there is, there's no other services attached, and it's a very old line, but I took that the televising unit that we purchased, and I did a TV inspection on the line, and it's brand new. So they're going to go ahead and be able to tie in right there whenever they have the permits and everything necessary to do so.
So you've got a terminal ending, a loop there. It's just ours.
It's
to Springfield?
It's going to Springfield.
Yeah.
And that's where the grade has a 2% slope
right.
to give it flow. They're going to cut it right there at the edge, and they're going to route it to the city.
Okay. But they're going to keep the drop.
Yeah,
the pipe.
They're
going to
keep the drop.
Right.
And it's a decent depth. It's about 5 feet. So, you know, about 4 or 5 feet around there. I don't know the exact number, but it's enough for them to have
okay.
a flow. I just, when I talked to the contractor,
mm-hmm.
so it'll flow in there. A lot of times they want to just put a drop. And since there's nothing coming upstream, it's not really going to flow too well. So, I mean...
Well, if you keep the hydrant on all the time, you get a flow.
Yeah, but there's some specs and everything. I have talked to them about that and the work that needs to be done. However, I believe there's still some permits and things they need to get reissued.
They have contract issues as well. However... Like Councilmember Wilson had mentioned too, as far as the grass or actually it's weeds, it's like you said, it looks like a vacant field. Is that something that is not that doesn't fall under someone having to take care of?
We've had co-compliance. We'll continue to contact them when they don't clean it up.
I just wasn't sure if that, because it was technically undeveloped. I didn't know if...
Well, I think even an unimproved lot they have to maintain. Sure. I would think. No more Easter egg hunts, so you know you got to cut the weeds down.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Thanks, Gilbert.
You got it twice tonight.
All right. Item. I just make sure. 8N, discussion and possible action on proposals from M&S Engineering to provide engineering services related to the May 2018 street bond projects.
So I want to start with giving a little bit of history on this for our residents. In May of 2018, our voters approved a street bond proposition. And in September of 2018, those bonds were issued. The amount of the issue was $6,845. Since that time, those funds have been deposited into our text pool account, and they are accruing interest. So as of March 31st, which is the most recent statement that I have, those funds were actually at $6,933,916.75. And so what we're able to do is, out of those funds, we're able to pay for engineering services on the bond project, as well as the construction of the bond project. And if you recall, it was over a certain period of years, and our intent was to take those funds to do Ackerman Road as well as some of the side streets. In meeting with our new city engineers, which, so you'll know, they're not here this evening because it's their company's anniversary. It's 20-year anniversary, so they're having an event. So I apologize for not being here. But we did meet and discuss the best way to approach this project. So their recommendation was, in order to get more of the work done faster, is to break it into two different contract proposals. So rather than one contractor doing all of Ackerman, which was a total street reconstruction, and some of the side streets, and then the mill and overlay on some of the other streets that weren't in as bad of condition, is that we do it two ways. So the first proposal is to do the total street reconstruction, and those streets are Ackerman Road from Ben Zingelman to Old Seguin, Gibbs Fall Road from Old Seguin to FM 78, Hedwig Street from Ackerman to Ballman Street, Ballman Street from Hedwig Street to Old Seguin Road, Peppermint Lane from Ackerman Road to Gaiety Lane, Sparkling Lane from Ackerman Road to Gaiety Lane, and Taub Road from Ackerman Road to Hickory Hill Drive. And the total budget for just that portion is $6,420. So this proposal that we're asking for approval on tonight would allow M&S to handle the engineering services related to the design, bidding, and construction for this total reconstruction of all of these streets that I just mentioned. In talking with them, one of the things that we talked about is that since this is a bond-funded project, we do have the option of doing competitive versus what we're limited to low bid when we have CDBG-funded projects or some other type funded projects. So we will go that route, which will allow city staff to sit down with the engineers and talk about criteria that we want to go into the bidding package. In the bidding package, there will be a scoring system. The engineer staff will do their scoring portion, and the city staff will be able to do our scoring portion. They'll take all of those things into consideration, along with price, references, and so forth, and then they'll bring back a recommendation to award a contract. So that's the first proposal. The second one is for, as I mentioned, the mill and overlays. And these were the streets that basically we can extend those another 10 years. And so those are Cinderella Street from Ackerman to Gaiety, Kirby Heights from Ackerman to the end of the street, Phil Road from Ackerman to Honokey, and Harris from Ackerman to Hickory Hill. And the total budget for those projects is $5,000, and that includes the engineering services as well. So that keeps us, within our budget.
They would have to go out again, do survey and design, and then bring back. We have to advertise it for 21 days still, even with the competitive bids, bring those back. And we'd hope to get these projects, you know, under construction again, possibly the same time. Never completely closing down Ackerman Road. What we talked about is doing one entire side of Ackerman to still have through traffic one way and then do the other side of Ackerman. But they would bring back, you know, their best recommendation on that. But they know that we have to have access to the businesses and to all of the side streets during the full construction process.
So when it's our dollar, then it is a competitive bid and we're not required. We can, with the point system and everything, then it comes to us.
We have the option, yeah.
Good.
Basically, you definitely want to take out the top, and then you take out the lowest, and then they go in and look at, we'll say there was five. They go and look at the last three in there and see how well they were.
I agree. Yep.
I do have one question. We make an acceptance to approve this.
Which one?
Well, that's what I was saying. So we have to make two different ones because we have the 2018 Street Reconstruction Bond Project, and then we would have the 2018 Street Mill and Overlay Project.
I think
those are two.
I thought you were going to ask a question. I was like, wait, hold on. Which one are you going?
Same budget.
Right. Well, we can have two different motions just because we're going to bid them out as separate
projects. As separate projects, yeah, okay.
But we put it as one agenda item because the proposals were both related to the 2018
deadline. That works.
I'll make two separate proposals.
Yes.
First, I'm here. I'd like to make a proposal. We accept M&S Engineering, Civil, Electrical, Structural for the 2018 Street Reconstruction Bond Project for $6,420,000. And second acceptance for M&S Engineering, Civil Engineering, Structural to accept the 2018 Street Mill and Overlay Bond Project for a total of $305,000.
Second. Did good.
I like that first one better. We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Grant for the 2018 Street Reconstruction Bond Project proposal of $6,420,000, and then the 2018 Street Mill and Overlay Bond Project in the amount of $305,000. Is there any discussion?
Just one question. Which you had mentioned earlier about we having the money it's set aside, so we're accruing interest on this as we speak. So the money that is accruing interest on it, anything that comes up for surprises or anything else that we will have, possible change orders or anything else, that money can still be used towards these projects.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have
a question, but yeah.
I have a question as well. So if, in fact, this all goes as planned in our schedule, when is our schedule? When do we think that we would be ready to start and break ground?
So our discussions with the engineers is that we want to actually see construction before the end of this year.
Whoa.
And so that's what the schedule.
Like the third, like the fourth quarter, or
yeah, toward, you know, the fourth quarter of the year.
That'll work. Got plenty of time to get those hard hats and chrome shovels.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Grant. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Opadaka?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 9A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events, community interest. Council member Grant.
I was taking a drive the other day, and you know, now that we have all this prime lamb? We're raising lambs? Sorry. Prime land on 78. And I think I looked around, there's just a couple of buildings right now that are open space. But you know, if we could put together, I'm trying to say how to do this. At one time, I know Jerry had talked about a company coming in and promoting Kirby. But I'm wondering if we can't, on our own, update our website total and show pictures. We're able to post pictures, I know that, of the land that we have that's available now, the square footage and how it's zoned. onto our website so that we can start getting a little promotion out there and maybe on our own first and see how it goes. And what is the next? I can't think of one. TML, is it going to be here? That's what I thought. Because I'd like to see how to start leading into that and promoting Kirby and promoting what buildings we have available and how much raw land we have available. Because, I mean, that is prime property down there in 78.
You got to be careful because that's also a floodplain. So if anybody were to buy that property, they'd have to...
I know. They're going to have to change it to property.
Just like Bernie did when they did, what was it, Home Depot or whatever that was that came in there.
You want to put that for discussion on...
Yeah, okay, that's good. Please, yeah, put it for discussion. Yeah,
right.
That'll work.
On the next one or June?
Let's do June.
Okay.
That way gives enough time to do a little bit.
Okay.
And had an incident where my wife fell, and I can't pick her up, and it's just the way it is, but the fire department was right there. I mean, they were professional. I wish they hadn't left because I saw two or three of them that were at my house. And it means a lot to me. I really appreciate it. And my wife really appreciated it. And I just want to say thank you. And thank you all for showing up tonight.
Councilmember Wilson?
I do. First of all, I want to thank everybody for the prayers for the death in our family that we had last week. Well, last couple of weeks we've been going through it. And a couple of things I have. I'd like to really see us try to make a push for the Parks and Recreation Committee to come back alive. I think that after some of the things that we're going through, that we really see that we need assistance. And I really would like to see if we could to get that moving. And then one of the things I'd like us to do on the next budget would be looking to buying cameras for the park area. I know that at one time we did have cameras, but the internet was not very good at that point. And I would just like to have put that on the budget where we can look at it. And then have the stop signs come in yet for Charles Conrad for no parking on the streets? Do you know when they'll be put back up?
Yeah, we're going to go out and put signs next week.
Okay. And then I've noticed that the code compliance girl has really, really been working hard. And I know that she gets a lot of complaints constantly about not doing her job. But I have driven around the Kirby, and I can tell that she has really upped her ante and is really working. And now she's making people mad because she's trying to do her job. And so I just want to thank her for at least trying. I think that's it.
Councilmember Lehman?
Fast tonight.
Mayor Pro Tem Apodaca.
Back to what Debbie was saying, I noticed also signs in some yards, and she's very busy, and I get a lot of complaints at the shop. People tell me what's going on, and this yard didn't get cut, and I try to explain to them that it's a process. You can't just call in and it's going to be done the next day. So I think a lot of the residents don't understand that. And then this past weekend, the event at the park was awesome. It was great. Took my grandkids on Sunday to the carnival, and it was blazing hot, but we had a good time.
Councilmember Pierce? All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm honored to be serving the city for another 2 years. I'm always saddened when the races are unopposed. There is lots of, and for the very reason that a couple of the items were mentioned this evening, there's, individuals and residents who tend to, voice their opinions and say what's everything wrong about the city, but yet they're not bringing solutions and they're not participating in finding a solution. So like I say every year, and I encourage people to get involved with different organizations, different projects that are going on in the city. I've had people tell me, you know, that they're unable to, you know, pick up things. People have told me that they don't want to clean up after dogs and cats, but you can, you know, wash clothes, you can wash dishes, you can walk a dog, those kinds of things. If you buy local wherever you can, that's supporting our city. Being kind to each other, helping your neighbor. We have, you know, neighbors and elderly that are unable to, you know, maintain their lawn. And unfortunately, those may or may not be the people that others are looking at saying, well, I got this, but this person didn't. But at the same time, we have no idea what struggle someone is going through. We don't know if that person was diagnosed with cancer and they don't have any family. So I would just encourage people to get involved. I'm honored to be serving our community with the council members here this evening. And I would like to continue promoting our city. We have a beautiful park. It has lots of land that I think that we need to tap into. We have a beautiful stream that runs through there. We have some of the best EMS and emergency services police here in the city. We have a public works department that works endlessly, and it's often a thankless job. And because, you know, since perception is reality, if you don't see somebody at that moment that you're looking, then they must not be working. So I encourage you to promote your city and say positive things and look for positivity rather than everything negative, because I promise you it will change your outlook. I wanted to remind everybody that we have three locations of the Little Free Libraries. There is one at the pool, there is one at the fire station, one at the police station. Although Donna has left and moved towards New York, we do have some individuals who are trying desperately to keep that project afloat. So I would like to remind everybody that those boxes are set up, and it is a free program. You can take a book. You can take that book home with you. You do not have to return it if you choose not to. You can replace it with a book. If you want to donate books, you can even contact me, and I'll get you in touch with those individuals that are running that. I would like to continue looking at, Councilmember Pierce spoke about this, I don't know, probably over a year ago, about primitive camping in the park. I'd like to see that we possibly look at that, you know, seriously and move forward to try to find a way to make that happen. Boy Scouts, if we have any Eagle Scout projects, anybody in the community, I would like to see about doing that. The animal shelter, I wanted to echo what Chief Boyce said regarding the animal facility. The two individuals that were new employees, Missy and Tony, are full of energy. They're excited to be working where they're at. They're amazing individuals, and as well as Ashley. So I encourage everyone. They're actually tonight on Thursdays, for all of the that don't know, we have extended hours at the shelter until 8 p.m. Obviously, they're closed now. But I would encourage everybody to let everybody know that they're, that the shelter is open. It is closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but they're doing a bang-up job. So, Chief, thank you for overseeing that. I know that it has been quite the task, as all of us can be aware. But we're finally in our shelter, and the fact that there was a spot inspection today that we passed, I think that says volumes about where we want to move in the future with that. So with that, I will move to adjourn. Thank you, everyone.